other week, opposite the main Hey YA podcast, we'll bring you a short-form podcast of YA talk across a wide range of topics. I'm Tirza Price, and today I thought that I would talk about two holiday YA reads, because, you know, 'tis the season, and last week Erica and I talked a lot about books that we thought were great for gifting for the holidays. And in some cases, we did talk about some newer holiday set books, but I just thought it would be really fun to talk about two backlist titles that are already out now. They're both available in paperback, so they are easy to procure if you just want a really fun holiday read for your December. So before I get into that, let's hear from our first sponsor. Okay, so my first pick is Eight Nights of Flirting by Hannah Reynolds, and this is a Hanukkah romance. It is about a 16-year-old girl named Shira, and for this Hanukkah, she really wants to have a boyfriend, and she has a major, major crush on Isaac, who is her age. He's working in her family business, and she just thinks that he's really smart and hot. And she would love to date him, but she has no idea how to even flirt with him, let alone ask him out. So she decides that the solution, obviously, is she needs to learn how to flirt. And so she turns to her nemesis, Tyler, because he's very charming and he's always able to just charm the pants off of anybody. And she figures, okay, I may not like him very much, but he is effective at what he does, so surely he can give me a few tips. But then, of course, because this is a holiday romance, they get snowed in together. And when they are snowed in together, they strike this deal where Tyler will teach Shira how to flirt, but she will also kind of help him with connections to her family business. And naturally, when you are flirting with somebody, even if it's fake, some feelings will emerge. So she starts to have feelings for Tyler, not Isaac. So this is just like, it's a very cozy romance. And it is also just full of like all the nice, lovely little winter trappings of just kind of cozying down, getting hot chocolate, reading a happy, happy romance. I really liked this one. I thought it was just a lot of fun. And also, yay for more Hanukkah romance. I know I've talked before in this podcast about how traditionally non-diverse the holiday YA books offerings are. And we're starting to really see a lot of that changing. And so this one was a really great book that came out last year. And it also even won a Sydney Taylor Honor. So definitely pick it up if you have not already. That is Eight Nights of Flirting by Hannah Reynolds. My next pick is The Christmas Clash by Suzanne Park. And this has got a little bit of an enemies to lovers vibe. It is about Chloe Kwan and Peter Lee, and their families each own restaurants at the Riverwood Mall food court. The Kwans have a Korean restaurant, the Lees have a Chinese restaurant, and they are always competing. And it's the holiday season, so, you know, the competition is pretty taut. So Chloe and Peter actually don't work in the restaurants. Chloe works as a photographer at the Mall Santa's little area. And then Peter works for like this VR North Pole experience type thing, which is also kind of near where the Santa is. So they both work extremely closely in this holiday experience, and they have a lot of that family rivalry, even though they don't directly work for their parents' restaurants. But all of that must be put on ice when they find out that there is this developer that really wants to just buy the entire mall space, shut everything down, demolish it, and build something else there. And so they learn this as eviction notices are being handed out. And of course, this puts everything into question, because not only are they losing their restaurants, but they're losing their livelihoods. And so Peter and Chloe realize that, oh, this is bigger than them. And they decide to put aside their rivalries so they can work together to figure out a way to save their family's businesses. But as they do so, they start to catch feelings for each other. And they also find out that there's a lot more to their family's rivalries than they previously knew. So I think that this is just a really fun book. I also really enjoy the whole like family rivalry, like business rivalry aspect. And of course, all of the Christmas season. I'll be honest, the idea of going to a mall in December kind of gives me hives. But I really enjoyed reading this book because it was like, okay, I'm not actually there. So I can experience it with a little bit of distance and then like close the book and be like, oh, thank God I'm not at the mall right now. But this is a really fun book. So that is The Christmas Clash by Suzanne Park. And that is it for me today. So I hope that no matter what you celebrate this season, you find a cozy and happy book that will just make you feel all the winter feelings. Thank you to today's sponsor for making the show possible. You can always follow me on Instagram. I hang out at Tears of Price. And if you want to check out more episodes, Eric and I will be back next week with an episode on cozy mysteries. So we'll get away from the holiday themes a little bit. So thank you so much for listening. And thank you, as always, to Caitlin Braim, our audio editor, for making Hey YA sound great. We'll see you again next week. Until then, happy reading.